just to introduce Leo. Leo's actually a student at Monash, and he's also part. I think he's also serves on basically a committee member of one of the education committees, and was elected at one of the last kind of state elections. So we have Leo on the program today to talk about. There's basically been a recent sort of anti-democratic kind of move by the existing elected student councillors and office bearers to essentially ban in-person campaigning in Monash. And so, yeah, Leo, I want to kind of hear a bit of an explanation on this kind of situation and why it's so anti-democratic.
Sure. Well, thanks for having me, Jacob. First of all, that's right. The MSA, the Monash Association, the Student Union for Clayton Campus, the biggest campus at Monash University, adopts its annual sort of election regulations each year, specifying, you know, all the details about how the election is to be run. You know, this time round, one of the provisions that was sort of sneakily included wasn't really advertised, wasn't consulted at all. You know, it was tried to be sneaked in, you know, while we were in lockdown, is to ban all in-person campaigns. Now, the justification for this, you know, change was under the guise of COVID-19, you know, according to the country together, the sort of incumbent ticket in the MSA, it is far too dangerous to be able to campaign in person. As I'll sort of, you know, allude to later, I think this sort of reasoning is, you know, completely wrong. I think it's, you know, sort of gaslighting us into believing the wrong, you know, justification for this change. But just on your question specifically, why it's anti-democratic, you know, this sort of change, essentially banning in-person campaigning, heavily favours the incumbents. You know, this is a significant restriction on, you know, the ability to discuss the election and to be able to, you know, interact with voters. This essentially restricts the election to social media and online only, which itself is already heavily restricted. You can't post in groups, you can't post in, you know, group chats, et cetera, et cetera. So by, you know, limiting in-person campaigning, which is, you know, fundamentally different to online campaigning, you know, there's a certain charm to being able to have conversations with voters in person. It's a great equalising factor. Every ticket, every candidate is able to talk to voters and discuss and put forward ideas. That's not, you know, present if in-person campaigning is banned. So, unfortunately, that was passed, and yeah, we'll see what the impact of that is.
And I guess I want to kind of jump in, I guess, with a bit of a comment, I guess, and a question is that. One of the weird things about, I guess, the context, I guess, of this interview is, I mean, for some of our listeners, we are currently kind of in the midst, I guess, of a bit of a COVID kind of outbreak. And so in some ways, there might be some people who might say, oh, well, doesn't that sort of make sense? But I mean, one of the things I just want to sort of comment on is there actually has been a trend, and I've sort of noticed it for a while, where there's sometimes been attempts to kind of, basically, there's been this whole trend of actually universities trying to kind of use, I guess, the COVID-19 pandemic to basically, you know, cut corners, cut courses, etc. And then, of course, at the same time, one of the things that's clearly about this kind of decision, I guess, and why it's problematic is it's sort of almost preempting the COVID-19 pandemic having some kind of group. Because obviously, if the COVID pandemic was raging during the in-person elections, because the in-person elections is, from my understanding, the elections are scheduled to be in September, there's actually a strong possibility you know, we might actually be out of the COVID-19 outbreak by then. And, you know, how would you sort of, do you think it, this kind of move actually fits kind of broadly within the kind of within sort of the trends that have even been implemented by university administrations to kind of use the COVID-19 pandemic almost as an excuse to actually kind of cut corners and, you know, wind back services.
Yeah, that's completely right. And, you know, I would take it one step further and say the trend being observed across society in general, any sort of reactionary moves or anti-democratic moves, you know, during the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, unfortunately, COVID is a, you know, really good and, you know, in many cases, ostensibly compelling, you know, reason to implement, you know, whether it's authoritarian measures or, you know, job cuts or anti-democratic measures like this, as you mentioned. You know, COVID-19 is unfortunately a readily available excuse. This specific occasion, you're completely right once again. It is almost preempting, you know, how the situation will be in 2 months' time. But there's a couple of different factors to this. On the one hand, no one knows how the situation will be in 2 months' time. Yes, we are currently in, lockdown, but it's, you know, very conceivable that, you know, we come out of lockdown next week, let alone in, you know, by the time we get to late September. But even if we don't, and if we are in lockdown and we're under restrictions, there would be no in-person campaigning because we'd all be at home anyway. This was the case last year, and, you know, it's logical that we'd have an online campaign. So what's the point of banning in-person campaigning? I'd like to add here that this, you know, this sort of, you know, legislation, these regulations don't have any sort of, you know, sunset clauses. There's no proviso that, you know, expires after 1 year, 2 years. You know, 1 year is the, you know, I guess the, you know, bare maximum here. But once again, that's not being implemented. You know, it's not the case that we don't think that COVID-19 is a real threat. I think some sort of COVID-safe plan, like it was adopted during the 2020 local council elections, which I might add also went ahead, despite, you know, us being in a arguably relatively comparatively worse COVID-19 situation, you know, some sort of plan which bans, for example, indoor campaigning or mandates the use of QR codes, et cetera, et cetera. You know, we completely support that. But the fact that this change was brought in, you know, in a blanket sort of fashion, I think really reveals the true intentions behind Together and the current MSA's, you know, ban here. And, you know, it wasn't just banning in-person campaigning on campus. It was also banning the use of, you know, postering or banning the use of, you know, campaign T-shirts, which, of course, you know, have no real significant impact on transmission of COVID.
It definitely sounds like they have a very anti-democratic, tendency that they're looking for any reason at all to clamp down on this sort of activity because they just don't like it. And this is a perfect excuse, and the fact that it's so far out in the future, they're jumping on the gun right now rather than seeing what happens in, you know, in September.
Yeah, I mean, the pitch... Leo, I'll let you finish.
Yeah, just really quickly, yeah, that's right, Felix. It's definitely convenient for them, and it's no surprise, as Jacob sort of alluded earlier, that the university management agrees with them. We sort of tried to ask if there was any sort of medical advice for this sort of thing from the Chief Health Officer of Monash University. There was none. They said the university agreed with them, which is a completely different thing. And just to sort of briefly conclude, the second part of this, that's completely hypocritical. The MSA is organising all sorts of in-person events, even before, you know, the elections in week 9 or whatever, from in-person ball to, you know, events at Luna Park. You know, essentially these can go ahead. No worries. But, you know, elections, which I would argue are, you know, arguably more important, you know, these are stifled. So, yeah, any sort of excuse, it's very convenient for them to sort of ban these types of elections.
And, of course, arguably, in-person election campaigning is actually can arguably be made more COVID-safe than any sort of in-person kind of event. So it's clearly there's like a double kind of standard here, because if the MSA was so concerned about about, you know, COVID-19 and the prospects of this election. Why are they focused so much on elections? I mean, surely there's a lot. Shouldn't they also be, if they're going to follow their logic to inclusion, shouldn't they be lobbying the university management to close down all in-person classes and go into online, or getting rid of, or making changes to, or closing down shops in universities? Like, it's clearly there's not necessarily a logical consistency to what they're actually targeting on the pretense of COVID-19 restrictions. And I think you kind of raise a very good point about the hypocrisy there. Do you have any, we're running a bit out of time. Do you have any, any final comments and how people can possibly, lobby or campaign against, to bring back in-person campaigning within Monash student elections? Because the student elections are still scheduled to happen, I think, around September, which still gives a bit of time to build a bit of a campaign.
Yeah, that's right. Just as a sort of final concluding point, it is, you know, completely hypocritical, it's anti-democratic, it's authoritarian, and it, you know, limits and stifles student participation, and it does so in a way that, that, you know, has no real regard for health measures, but in a way that's also really convenient. Unfortunately, the way the election regulations work, now that they've been adopted by the Monash Student Council, they can't be changed before the election. The sort of coalition ticket group that I'm in, student board, has been heavily campaigning against them and will continue to do so. But unfortunately, it looks like this election will be online. But I guess the silver lining is these election regulations have to be sort of reviewed each year. So hopefully next year, if we do manage to retake the MSA, we'll, you know, definitely make sure to reverse these changes. But just as a final word, you know, the MSA continue to do and implement these anti-democratic measures, and they continue, you know, to follow this trend of neoliberalisation of, you know, our university campuses, you know, depoliticising these elections as much as you can, making it some sort of trivial online Mickey Mouse election, but we'll make sure they don't get away with it.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Leo.
Thanks, Leo.
Thanks for having me on. Bye.
All right. We're just doing an interview with Leo about the Monash Student Association's attempts. Well, they have. They've essentially banned in-person campaigning. Successfully banned in-person campaigning for the upcoming student elections, which are kind of due to kind of happen in September at Monash. Now, just play a quick announcement and we'll probably end with just a quick kind of news story. You're listening to Green Left Radio.